You're listening to Inside the County Board, an exclusive partnership between News Talk 1130 WISN and the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors.
Welcome back. Harold Mester with you, joined in the WISN studios by Milwaukee County Supervisor Nakia Harris. So thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Good. Now, you represent parts of Milwaukee's north side, and you were elected in the middle of last year. And a few months ago, we had you on the show and talk about your how it's been getting acclimated at the board. And you're back tonight to talk about your first legislative victory on the board. So that's exciting.
It is exciting.
So you're leading an effort at the board to oppose attempts in the legislature to require a photo ID to be shown at the polls whenever folks vote. And you're the lead sponsor of a resolution that was approved by the county board. What does that resolution do?
Well, basically, we send a message to the state indicating that as the county board, we are vehement, however you say that.
We're vehemently.
Yes. Thank you. I couldn't quite get the word out. But we are opposed to the voter ID bill, as we believe it is a target to suppress the vote. And so that it concerns us. And so we think that we need to send a message to the state saying this is not a good idea.
So your message is we don't want to make it harder to vote.
That is correct.
How does a voter ID make it harder to vote?
Well, this is one of the restrictive laws that will, if passed, and we do believe it will pass, that will basically tie people's hands. We're talking about the elderly, we're talking about veterans, we're talking about college students, even the homeless. And if we're not careful, those voices will not be heard at the polls. And so you have people that are confined, that can't get out of their homes, that need, you know, the only way that they are able to vote is through an absentee ballot. And it'll just make it really tough for those individuals to actually get out of their homes, go to the election commission, register, not only re-register to vote, but also have some type of certification, which would be their birth certificate, which in many cases is really, really challenging for those individuals to even attain those because of the of either not being born here in Milwaukee, have been delivered by a midwife. And so they don't actually have that record to vouch for themselves as, you know, being who they say they are. And so it just makes it really difficult. Very challenging for those individuals.
Now, some individuals, those who are disabled, or sometimes you have college students that mm-hmm. may not have a voter ID issued by the state.
Mm-hmm.
Students may have an ID from the university. Would that be allowed under the legislation in Madison?
At this time, no. And the last time I recall them addressing that, they wanted to see, you know, what the validation was, like, how did this ID look? They wanted to it was really, to me, very minor and wasn't really a good case to say whether or not that could be used as a valid ID or not. You know, we have a lot of students that are here from out of state, and temporarily while they're here, you know, they have an identification that verifies who they are. They attend a university, so there's no reason why that they can't go to the polls and let their voices be heard. And so it's really kind of disturbing.
Now, the legislators that in Madison, in the Senate and the Assembly, that have been backing this kind of legislation, they've cited several instances of voter fraud in our state. They say they have concerns about double voting and other types of fraud. Does that concern you? Is there any other way to address the voting fraud issue that they've raised?
Well, you know, okay, they do say that that's the reason they actually came up with this legislation. However, there isn't any voter fraud. I mean, there were 20 cases that, you know, was found. And so they're saying, you know, that is the reason, you know, people are that's the reason that, you know, we have to have this law, because people are actually, you know, they're doing, you know, taking some fraudulent actions to vote and voting for others. But that isn't, to me, that's not a true statement. It's 20 people out of hundreds and thousands of votes that were cast. So it's just not a valid argument.
Okay. Now, your resolution opposing voter ID was approved by the board on an 11-5 vote at the March 17th board meeting. So It went to the county executive's desk. What have you heard that the interim county executive, Marvin Pratt, is doing?
After the resolution was signed by the interim county executive, the letter did go along with the resolution to the state, acknowledging and basically letting them see that we're opposed to this. We don't want to see this go forward, and urging them to hear our voices on this. So this went out a couple days after the resolution was passed, and we hope that it got to the state by Thursday before the committee started to have their hearings. I know that there was an election hearing going on, and so although it didn't deal directly with the voter ID, we still wanted that information to get up there really quickly.
Well, congratulations on the victory. I know it's always exciting for a supervisor to have that first, you know, resolution that they did all themselves get through there. So that's very nice.
Thank you.
At the same board meeting where that was approved, we also had our Student Government Day event, and you were the county supervisor who sponsored that. And that's where we had kids from all around the county, from different high schools, come and spend the day with a supervisor. How do you think that went? Did you enjoy spending the day with the kids?
I think it was a fantastic day. I actually have worked with youth for a very long time prior to becoming a county supervisor. So it really was like my comfort zone to be able to talk to the students, encourage them and motivate them, and also let them see them, challenge them to see themselves in my role and taking action in their community and being, you know, an advocate for someone who doesn't have a voice. And some of the students that I worked with, in particular, my student, Nico, who attends Milwaukee High School of the Arts, has a very, you know, clear goal of wanting to be governor of California. And so I'm really excited to have, you know, worked with him, because now we're Facebook friends, you know. And so he thanked me a lot about that, really was excited about the process and learned a lot. He was really shocked, you know, of all the conversation that was going on, and just how fast we vote. I mean, he was really just blown away and thought, you know, this is, he really enjoyed the experience and thought it was amazing. And so I really enjoyed working with those students and inviting them into the courthouse and being a part of our day.
So. Yeah, that was very nice. I was particularly impressed I've been at the board for about 5 years now, and I was really impressed with this particular group. Mm-hmm. Just how well they worked together. And I think there were some friendships even formed during just that one day at the board.
I agree.
So,
I agree. I saw some students hanging out and talking more, and so that was really nice.
And thanks for your assistance in coordinating the event. And certainly if anyone in the audience wants to have a student they know participate next year, it's every March at the county board. And so after the new year, when we get into 2012, certainly you can forward those names on and work with your social studies teacher in the schools to get those kids in the program. So I think we're pretty much out of time here, Supervisor.
Okay.
We're nearing the end of the show. So we thank you for coming into WISN tonight.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
And stick around. We will preview next month's show after the break, when Inside the County Board continues on News Talk 1130 WISN.